Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Drama Mavens with C
and S.
Let's talk about murders that happened 30 plus years ago, off screen.
Or even ones that happened, we'll say, what, 2.5 years ago, off screen.
Or maybe 20 years ago.
Off screen.
Let's get into it. So, let's start with when Adam was Spider and he killed a man to protect Chance in Las Vegas.
A story that we got tortured with, and it dragged on, and it happened off screen.
We didn't get to see the man be killed to protect Chance. We didn't even get to see the man's widow, who was upset and being paid off. And that story eventually fizzled out. When Phyllis found out the secret, there was really... it was anticlimactic. Nothing really happened. So that was one murder in Vegas that happened prior...
To Adam's return
that we didn't get to see.
Which was under Josh Griffith's tenure.
Jump to...
Adam again.
A murder that happened, I'm not sure how long ago that one happened. It had to be at least 18 years.
Well, it happened when Adam was 11, as we all know.
So it happened many years ago, off screen.
To a man no one knew about, to a man of a friend, Alyssa, who we had never heard of.
Right. That happened in...
Kansas.
Okay. Again, now we're on two murders... supposedly murder mysteries that really weren't
dealing with Adam
off screen. Okay,
now again though, anticlimactic.
It really was an anticlimactic end. Adam was talking to little Adam. He was acting crazy, and then all of a sudden one day he's like, "That was he's him like brushing his hands off. He's I'm done with it. It was just over."
Then Alyssa comes flying back in after she had disappeared off the canvas for months. To come shoot him. I'm like, what?
And then no what? No one ever explained how Alyssa was able to get into Victoria... Well, first, let me go back. How Alyssa even knew that Billy had a gun...
To steal.
At Victoria's. It was at Victoria's. So, she broke in. She went in the home. Knew exactly where the gun was. Knew the code to get or break into the safe to remove it.
And if he didn't keep it in a safe, she knew where he hid his gun at Victoria's house.
Again, no explanation, just pure craziness. Now, jump again to...
Amanda's storyline.
Another murder that happened, a supposed murder with her father, organized by her grandfather, that happened 30 years ago.
Off campus, with characters we know nothing about, who we don't give a damn about.
Do you guys kind of, you see
what a pattern
I'm putting down?
It's becoming a pattern, and under Josh Griffith's writing, we've gone through the same pattern 3 times already, and he's only been writing for 2.5 years.
And all we're doing, and really, is switching characters. Well, right. Adams was, it was twice. Both him.
And we're being strung around, and all these... dead ends and no tracks are being made.
I would like to actually see a murder happen on campus.
Right. And then involving people we've never seen, we don't know, and if we do get to hear about them, we don't see them, or we see photographs, or we see a made-up depiction of what happened 20 billion years ago. I don't care. And the fact, too, when Victor found out about this AJ Montalvo crap coming back up, he goes to his file cabinet at the house, the ranch, sifts through those papers, and finds a newspaper article clipping of AJ Montalvo. I'm like, where did you keep that? Because the ranch burned down, and so did Newman Enterprises. Where did you have that? At a storage shed, and then you brought it back to the ranch? I mean, why would you keep that?
That was pretty funny.
I was, like, undone.
Some of it just really... one on-campus murder, I assure you, is enough.
Off-campus,
is enough. But to have 3 in this short of span, all of it happening...
and then that is what takes up the plethora of the show. We're going through that. That is it. And then if you want to now throw in within the November-ish now to this year, Abby in this phantom baby storyline that we're seeing too much of with an invisible husband...
yeah, it's crazy.
That it makes no sense either. But these off-screen murder ones, I don't understand.
And we've done three. And they've been happening right back to back to back.
Yeah, it's consecutively. It's a little too much.
When we need to have on-campus things happening that we can, the audience can be a part of.
Like, if they would have brought Amanda's dad on, if he was still alive, and she could meet him too, and then he got knocked out or bonked on the head and killed off the show, okay, at least maybe give me a week to, like, oh, let me pretend I care about this dude. I can't, pretend I care because I don't even know you, and I have never seen you, I don't know anything about you.
What? I didn't even see the murder take place. I didn't see anything. This happened eons ago. Yes, and of course, the whole thing, the show is made up, period. Yeah, we get that. But to have three murders that happen off canvas, when I watch TV, like, it's a TV show, which means they're going to show me. It's not a TV read or a TV tell, and they're going to tell me. Because Naya and now the grandfather, which I know he's only been on one time, but Naya's been on the show reoccurring for a minute, and we really haven't seen, like, a lot of Naya.
Right, we really still don't know anything about Naya aside from she gave up Amanda and Hillary because she was forced to by her dad. She didn't feel guilty, but she does feel guilty. And
although Sutton said she wasn't forced, he said she made that decision.
I know, he was like, whatever.
She made the decision on her own.
And then the people that they are casting to put into these storylines thus far, they're not really putting any thought into them. Alyssa was not really thought out at all. There was no character background really made for her aside from, oh, she was Adam's good childhood friend. They couldn't decide. It kept going between kindergarten friend or a friend he made in high school. Which one was it? Keep up with your story. Keep up.
I mean, all of it, it makes no sense.
Then the Vegas one, we had no one really in that at all. We didn't see anyone in there.
Are you serious? And Chance, you saw that girl.
Wait, oh, that Larsa?
Yes, well, you still saw her?
Yeah, but she...
And, and the fact that we saw her,
what was
she
for?
Nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
She was part of the Vegas thing.
Yeah,
but instead of seeing... Also, again, the person who should have been the shoot-em-up bang-bang who was trying to kill Adam, instead of it being that girl, Alyssa, it should have been the guy that Adam killed in Vegas to protect Chance. Not him, I'm saying it should have been his wife.
Yeah.
It should have been the guy's wife that Adam killed in Vegas that was coming to get...
revenge on both. And if, too, if you had listened to our episode about Chance when he got shot when he was on the show, we said that we thought Chance might have been the one who was actually meant to get shot, and of course they thought it was Adam. It should have been Chance, and Chance, thinking he's being heroic, jumped in front of Adam, but it was meant for you anyway.
Right. It could have been meant for you
so
both.
So, too, when they wrote Chance off either temporarily now or what, because we don't know, there's a casting out that sounds very close and similar to Chance. So there could be a chance that he's coming...
A chance that he's coming back.
But for right now, when he got written off, what should have happened is somebody should have come from his past, since I'm sure he has enemies doing the job he does, that he got kidnapped and he had to go, not that he went on a mission. He should have just got kidnapped. And then, of course, the role is left open. It is left open regardless, but it would have made more sense.
Also, if he would have been kidnapped, he wouldn't have been able to leave that cute little letter that told Abby to continue on with the baby farm. And bringing all the people in town to help him with the baby.
And we wouldn't be tortured with it.
It would actually have been a much better storyline, honestly, if he would have been kidnapped. But, okay, that didn't happen.
And again, he's now continuing the off-campus stuff because we're not knowing what happens to Chance while he's off. And it's different than when other characters have gone off-campus. This one is, he was a major character in a big role, if you want to consider the pregnancy storyline a big storyline. But they were two legacy characters, and now that Abby is continuing with this pregnancy storyline, he is necessary in the story. And now he's just off nowhere gallivanting, and she's not really even worried.
Which is so out of Abby's character not to be frantic and worried. She hasn't heard from him. She doesn't know where he is.
There's no
communication. There's no, like, I can't slip you some post-it notes and tell you anything. It just, all of it is a mess. But most of all, that's a mess. I need them to stop with murder mysteries that don't happen on screen. That needs to stop.
Devon had asked her before we get back to that. He asked Abby, oh, you still haven't heard from Chance. How would she?
I know.
How would she?
Sometimes I wonder when they are writing things, I'm like, you guys don't even know what your storylines are about. You know she hasn't heard from Chance. How would he would be back
she's
then?
Like, and then she's like, oh yeah, I haven't heard from him since he left. I'm like, of course not. He's under freaking cover. Of course you haven't. Oh my god.
That was weird.
Asinine. Yeah, because he's filling time. He doesn't know what to write.
I mean, I'm sorry. He just doesn't. Sorry.
This, I'm like, and as much, we'll touch on this again in another episode, but as much as I really hate, it pains me to even say it. But Mal Young, as bad as he was the better writer.
Oh, well, that's a fact.
Josh Griffith is awful. And I'm going to keep saying it. I'm sorry. It's true. Sorry, not sorry. Truly.
Sorry, not sorry.
Because do you guys like having storylines that you really have no investment or no meat in the game in? You can't be invested because there's nothing for you to invest in. You don't see anything.
Literally, it's like getting a steak, but you had a T-bone, and they literally bought you the bone. You're trying to bite the little bit of meat that's left to try to, so you can get full.
Your kind. I was giving this a plate, and there's a steak, and there's a steak on there. There's nothing.
I mean,
and bring you a fork and a knife, and you cut air. You again, cut thin air.
We don't, obviously, we're like soap fans through and through. We do not want
any of them
canceled. Not at all. I want them to get better. And in order to
get back to their former glory.
For sure.
So,
I guess the questions are,
right.
So, the three off-canvas murders from eons ago.
Do you care?
Do you enjoy them?
Right. If you guys are enjoying the current story, those two past ones, and then now currently Amanda's storyline, we really want you to, in the comments, if you are listening to us on YouTube, explain what you like about it. What about it is keeping you interested in the show and that particular storyline?
And do you like when they tell you things versus showing you?
Oh, I can also put in there, though, Chelsea's storyline currently. I know a lot of people are liking it because maybe it's the first little piece of fake antagonistic shit we've had in a while, but I don't like it. At first, I'm not a Chelsea fan, but regardless of that, we didn't see her, how she got the poison in Ray's stuff, how you got the trinkets out of Sharon's house, like, and then if Chloe was acting brand new, like, she literally knew nothing what was going on, except Chelsea was giving her the bag to plant the evidence. So if Chloe wasn't the one who helped her get that stuff into Sharon's house and out of Sharon's house, how did Chelsea get to Sharon's place to do what she did? Did you hire someone? How did you even buy the thallium?
See, I'm gonna be kind. I'm gonna be like this.
What?
Maybe they gonna show us.
Are you insane?
I know.
They already showed. He made it a point to write it into the show when Chelsea was explaining to Chloe how she did it. Chloe said verbatim, "I don't really want to know. I don't tell me anything else." She's like, "Okay, it's for the best. I won't tell you," which because is really him know. Saying to the audience,
"I don't know."
Writing through, like, it's right there. He's saying he doesn't know and he's not going to tell,
and he doesn't care to tell.
Right? It's not important.
But also, if you're an old time soap watcher, like you've been watching for some years, back in the old soap days, what you would have seen, even if you don't know who it was, you would have seen someone go in Sharon's house.
Right,
you
door would have opening.
Seen them with some gloves on opening the door. You would have seen them go up the stairs. You would have seen them either switch out Ray's products or open them and put
right,
something
so that's
in
all,
them.
That's all I'm asking. To have seen her switch out the products that you've already tampered with. That's fine.
And like, we didn't need to see who it was.
Then I could ignore the whole part that how you got the thallium. I might be able to ignore that. Okay, you put poison in the stuff and you transported the new items and switched them out.
Excuse me. And before that, we would have seen someone was in Sharon's house and they took the trinkets. We don't need to see who. I just need to see some gloved hands and some boots. Okay? Right. Some shoes. I'm like, okay, well, I remember a few months ago somebody took some stuff out of Sharon's house.
Because the perfect person to have done it so that Chloe could pretend still that she knew nothing aside from what Chelsea told her would have been Meredith, which was the nurse. She would
because
have
because it would have been easy to say that she was her and Chelsea knew each other, or Chelsea told her a sad story about how Adam is like mentally abusive and always running back to Sharon, and it's his fault that she fell and hurt her head and that she's somewhat off the rails, and that Meredith had been hurt by a man before too.
Yes, I was going
to
say.
And this is why Meredith feels compelled to help Chelsea. So she's like, tell me where she lives. I'll go get the trinkets. I'll switch out the products, whatever, whatever. So that would have made more sense, and it would make it more interesting for me, the audience,
right, to enjoy it. Right, at least we've been seeing her.
Right, so it would have made more sense. Truly, if I have faith in Josh and the writers,
which we have writing,
he still could pull that off. Meredith could have been like, I'm quitting now so I can get out of town.
Okay.
I'm saying if it was truly being written correctly, right. How what is correct for
and
us.
Since Chloe doesn't, that would be like, that's the last, the little thing she doesn't know, who was actually helping Chelsea. So, yeah, that would be good.
It would make sense that it was the nurse helping her. Also, too, because again, we had made one where I still, to this day, do not understand how
Chelsea and Chloe
are friends, right. Okay? Makes no sense to
me. And right now, even more so, because how Chelsea is acting, what she's done has set up Chloe, in my opinion, to take the fall.
Oh, everything she's done. Because
you
Chloe...
You have no alibi. You are the one who hates Adam the most.
The one that put those trinkets in Adam's car.
Right. You're the one who had access to his iPad. Everything that she's done implicates Chloe.
Yeah. If she was really, again, if it was
exciting
writing.
And if she was
writing,
really off the rails, you know, out of her mind right now.
She wouldn't care that Chloe got hurt.
Exactly.
Right.
It would just make it so much more interesting.
Okay.
So I'm tired of all the off-canvas stuff. If you guys are tired, comment in the comment section below.
And if you're enjoying it, for real,
really,
comment.
We'd
like to see both sides. And we can all be kind to each other and get our point across. But also, so in the comments, I want to know, are you enjoying the murder mysteries that happen off camera? Do you like to be told versus shown the different things? Like, would you have liked to have seen somebody go into Sharon's house, steal the things, switch out Ray's products? What else? Who do you think the person was that helped Chloe? Somebody had to help her.
No, not Chloe, Chelsea.
Excuse me, Chelsea. Who was that third party?
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I guess that is it, guys. So, again, don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. And we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.